We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome to Overnight America. Wow, I had to try to remember how to do that. I'm actually in the KMOX studios tonight. It's been so long since I've actually been inside of here. I'm in a giant room and not a dark basement. Oh, wow. I can look out the window. I have a nice microphone in front of me. And we're going to be live tonight up until 2 o'clock. So we can spend a lot. And I get to see producer Mike. Aw, isn't that great? Ah, it's just like good old times. But it's only for one night because we were in just in case. Really, if there were, we saw some of the protests and things that were starting to start here in St. Louis and a couple of different areas regarding the George Floyd case up in Minneapolis. And I wanted to be in studio just in case there were some breaking news to report tonight. And luckily, there was no breaking news to report here tonight in St. Louis. However, there still are protests going on in Minneapolis. And I think next hour, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about that. And I want to play some audio clips. We're going to check in live with our sister station, WCCO, and find out what the latest is there. But when you have it on and you're watching burning buildings and rioters and looters, and it's just a lot to take in based on the events that happened a few days ago. And this is the third night in Minneapolis where they're having their own issues. But I want to make sure we get all the latest in that. And we're also waiting. There could be some other breaking news out of Minneapolis. Apparently, there was a press conference that was scheduled. And because of that, they might have some more news to release, or at least some more information to release. We know today there was a video that was body cam video, and that I watched it. I really didn't get any new information, just a little bit of information out of it. But really what we're trying to find and what's going to be happening next is anybody's guess or speculation. But it sounds like they are expediting this as fast as possible. And how terrible is it to look up on the screen and see a couple thousand people out there cheering on burning buildings in their own community? You hate seeing this. And obviously it is reminiscent of things that we've seen here in St. Louis too. So we're going to get to that in the next hour. And I want to take some of your calls, but really we're going to go over as much as we know and what really could be happening later in the show too. Yeah, I'm watching CNN right now. That's what I have on in the studio. Is that what you're watching, producer Mike? Yeah, they're showing the burning buildings there. What I really want to do is WCCO. I don't trust CNN. I don't trust the news networks here, the MSNBCs of the world, mostly because I do not want to get the information from the outsiders. I don't want to look at that and say, oh, yeah, CNN's going to give the best depiction of what actually is going on in that community. We know how they treated St. Louis during the Ferguson thing, and it wasn't fair, it wasn't accurate, and really it was sensationalizing it for a national audience in order to try to gain viewership and attention to them as opposed to what was really going on. That's why you have to pay attention to local media. That's just like anything else. Local media is going to do 100 times better job than the national media on events like this. You know, CNN comes into town, they put the banner up, and right in the back it says, for all your rioting needs, make sure to watch CNN. And then they book out of town, you know, Don Lemon comes in wearing a $1,000 scarf or whatever it was, looking all fashionable and trying to make a riot fashionable. And then, you know, they leave town and they don't think twice about this area after that. They don't care. That's why I want to look at local news sources. The WCCO is our sister station up there. They have a TV component, but really the radio station. And we're going to do some live look-ins on the radio station and get some reports there as they have reporters on the ground. They'll give a much more accurate account of them. You know what I noticed? And again, we'll do that next hour, 11 o'clock hour. I've noticed driving into the radio station today that drivers haven't gotten any better. I forgot completely what it was like to drive on the highways in St. Louis. It's insane. Normally, when I go out, it's kind of, you know, neighborhoods here, city driving here, side streets here, things like that. And you just drive and you do your thing and it's what you'd expect. Then you hop on the interstates and it's a completely different thing. And as I was getting closer to downtown where our studios are for KMOX, I was reminded very quickly, oh yeah, people drive terrible here. I completely forgot. It's been too long since I've been to the studio. It's been over 2 months since I've been back here. How could I forget such a thing? There was a couple of times on the freeway, I thought for sure I was going to spin some dude out when he cut me off. And I really thought my front bumper was going to catch his back and I was going to spin him out. I really thought that was going to happen. And that was par for the course. That's what it's used to. It was like bringing back old memories. And then when I was downtown here, there was a car that hopped over to the right lane and there was a car parked. This was on Tucker. And instead of, you know, turning right onto the side street or whatever the person was, no blinker or anything, tries to veer into my lane. I had to lay on my horn again, just paying no attention to the entire world. So I thought, this is what it's like. This is why St. Louis, to me, I've never been in a place where people are less considerate and more dangerous when it comes to the roadways, ever. But I was very quickly reminded of that. I had a stack of books waiting here for me, and I found out producer Mike took my Yogi Berra book and immediately had it flooded. I think he took it inside of a pool. I'm pretty sure he said he did a cannonball and forgot he was holding onto this book. And I also had a few letters. So if you wrote me a letter in the last couple of months, thank you for that. I had one very nice letter about dogs. And then I had another very nice note about the Mr. Highland special. So thank you, thank you, thank you for those. And I'm going to try to communicate back with you. Oh, man. Before we go to break, let me bring up Daryl real quick in Baldwin. What's going on, Daryl?
Thanks for taking my call real quick, dude. Appreciate it. So I like the fact that I can call and agree with you and disagree with you. Ryan, driving in St. Louis is just fine.
What?
Don't take my word for it. Hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
Before I moved back here, I'm originally from St. Louis, but for a while, for 12 years, I lived in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There are YouTube channels dedicated to how crappy the drivers are in Phoenix with supporting videos.
Uh-huh.
You're fine. You are good. Where you are right now, relatively speaking, you're good, dude.
Trust don't believe it. Me. You know, you're driving around in one of those Mad Max vehicles, and you don't care if someone slams into you.
No, Phoenix is. I just watch the videos. I'm not gonna preach anymore. I don't preach. I let the data do my talking for me.
Okay.
You go to YouTube and you check. I just put Phoenix bad driving or something like that. You'll see it.
Okay.
Multiple videos. Bad place.
Okay.
That's it, dude. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Daryl. Have a good night. So we called in to say Phoenix was actually more dangerous and crazier than St. Louis drivers. I don't believe that one second. I'm going to call that out and I'm going to say I've drove in a lot of different areas in my life. I mean, I've been in some pretty large cities. I haven't drove in Phoenix before, but I can tell you right now, I don't need to drive in Phoenix to know that it's bad here in St. Louis. But, you know, maybe if we had more dash cam videos, you know what I feel may be the thing here in St. Louis? Maybe they have money to spend on dash cam cameras. Maybe that's what they do. They get all this extra income. Here in St. Louis, man, we work too hard. Ain't nobody got time to put cameras in their cars. If they did, you know what you would be seeing in here? Craziness. I think mostly St. Louis, we're a hardworking community. You know, when we go home, we have to wipe the dirt from underneath our nails. That's, we know, we get gritty. We work. We're hard workers. And by the times, not like me in the radio station, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm here and I'm pampered, right? I got all kinds of things going on here. And I work and basically use my mouth to talk and speak and do these things. Not always effectively, but there are people that work very hard. And there's What are they going to do? You know, I'm going to use my hard-earned money to put a camera in my car. But if they did, you know what they would capture? Worse things than Phoenix. This is Overnight America KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
News Radio 1120 KMOX, the voice of the Cardinals. This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
And Overnight America continues, and I'm still trying to remember how to work the board here. But luckily, I know how to work the magic. Yeah. 314-436-7900. I actually have the text messaging up, too. Up in Minnesota, Charlie's calling in. Hey, Charlie, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah. How far away are you from Minneapolis?
No.
Not that close?
No. Okay. I'm 60 miles away from that.
Okay. So you're calling in on driving. I was just curious. I know you're up there.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
You come up after the riot gets cleaned up, and then and all. And you spend about a week with us.
Yeah, and you think that would change my mind on St. Louis?
Uh-huh, because up here they tailgate you. If you're doing the speed limit, they'll race around you. And
what is the speed limit? Everything. Like on the highways up there, what's the speed limit?
55 to 65, and then you get out, yeah, out of the city limits and small towns, it's 70.
And you know what you're faced with here? You're faced with a lot of cars that have no license plate or fake temporary plates on there. So even if you were to catch someone in the act of doing something, there's no way to identify who it was. So they drive like the crazy.
Here, like some of them are that way, but they also have collector plates on their vehicles.
Well, that's the thing. Here, this is a big issue. I don't know if any other city has the same issues when it comes to plates, but St. Louis is notorious for people with expired plates or no plates or fake plates. It's rampant.
Well, I'm surprised they don't switch over different plates every time they drive in.
You think that there would be some enforcement on it, but it's very rarely enforced. But I think a lot of it has to do with the taxes, the property taxes, on things like vehicles. People just try to evade them in any way they can, so they'll try. They just don't register their cars, and it's a tough system out there because of it.
Well, they did that up here in Minnesota. They went to Wisconsin to register their vehicle, and the governor of Ventura, mm-hmm, he says, "You do, and I'll have the boys wait for you at the state line."
Governor Ventura. Haven't heard that name in a long time.
And then he lowers the registration fees and all, but as soon as he left office, back up again.
All right, Charlie, it's good to hear from you. Thank you for calling in. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, bye. Yeah, that's what we're faced with here. St. Louis has its different problems. Audrey calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Yes, thank you. I was calling. This is a different subject.
Sure.
You know, all the first responders, we praise them, we love them. I'm a nurse. I was a nurse for 30 years. Anyhow, we don't say anything about the last responders. That's the undertakers that have to pick these bodies up. And they still got these gases in them. Is it virus in those gases? These men have got to go and be in be all covered up with masks, headgear, everything else, and they have to go. And if they can be embalmed, then they get rid of this. But if they cannot, they're wrapped up in heavy. It's like, well, I'm not going to say Reynolds wrap, but it's heavy paper wrapping, and they're put in the bag, and they're put into the... They can't do anything else with them, and they're put into the casket. And
I'm curious, how are you familiar with the process? Do you know someone personally that...
Yes, I most certainly do.
Okay.
I know a couple of different undertakers.
And they've described it to you and how difficult
it is.
How difficult
it is. Like I said, some of them cannot even be embalmed. And but you know, we don't thank these people, and these guys are putting their lives, really putting their lives.
Okay.
And well, I mean, like I say, in the these bodies still have got these gases in them.
Yeah, because there's a lot of unknowns. Audrey, I'm glad you called in, and I think they well deserve some appreciation for the work they're doing. Thank you for that.
Well, I think they ought to have some kind of a recognition.
I'm glad that you called in and recognized them. Have a great night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Well, that is something. You don't really hear that side of it all that often. Let's go to Rob, who's calling up in Minnesota. Hi, Rob.
Ryan, how are you, buddy?
Good.
Good. Minnesota native, living in St. Louis now, so it's fun to hear somebody from Minnesota call in and refer to Governor Ventura.
Yeah.
Definitely an older listener when you refer to like a four or five governors ago. So obviously I moved down here, Ryan, 2 weeks before the Ferguson incident.
Oh, wow. Okay.
2 weeks from Minneapolis. So probably a unique perspective. And now seeing a very similar incident happen in my hometown that I experienced down here with you all, natives, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, whatever. It's crazy, as you can imagine, kind of going through it a second time, but not away, but away from everybody. I'm curious, though, with all the rioting and everything going on, I'm sure you've seen everything on social media. Have you seen the video yet of the person who was smashing the windows at the AutoZone store that ended up being looted and subsequently set on fire and burned to the ground, I think, just as of tonight? Did you see that video at all, Ryan, that I'm referring to?
Maybe, but it's not ringing a bell right now. So this happened tonight? This is one of the more recent ones?
No, the looting from two nights ago, it started. The AutoZone...
The AutoZone
tonight?
The
buildings, the AutoZone finally burned to the ground tonight, but it started on fire like a night ago.
Okay.
Look it up online. There's a video of the person who's smashing the windows. It's a Caucasian male in full black... not body armor, but coverings, black boots, black pants, black jacket. He's wearing a full military-style gas mask.
So you want me to look up what he's wearing? We got to go to break. So do you want to hold on?
Yeah, we'll hold on.
All right, hold on. We're going to talk more about this coming up right after the break. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.